Proclamation number 7119, dated the May 15th, 1958. God inclined will assures his guidance. You are guided through your earthly life. The beings of light to whom you are entrusted during your life on earth take care of you. And you can also always choose me as your guide. You can consciously take refuge in me and appeal for my guidance. Thus, as human beings, you are not defenselessly left at the mercy of the powers of darkness. You cannot be overpowered by them against your will, even if you, as human beings, are weak. For you need only call for help and you will certainly receive it. But precisely this will is free. Neither the beings of darkness nor of light may infringe upon it. They must allow you complete freedom as to the direction you give to this will. But you can also be certain of receiving help if your will is inclined towards me. And precisely because your earthly life concerns the fact that your will should aim in the right direction, but since I love you and long for your return to me, I will therefore only send that upon you humans which might impel you towards me, as long as you are still undecided. However, once this decision of will has been taken, you can travel your earthly path in blissful certainty and complete peace. Time and again I want you to know that I will not let you fall again, that I will not leave you at the mercy of the adversary, that I will protect you against all onslaughts and temptation as soon as you want to belong to me. For in that case it entitles all your spiritual guardians to intervene and to grant you protection against the dark forces. Then your soul will have nothing to fear anymore, for a will inclined towards me is your best weapon against the enemy. It will always call upon me when danger threatens and I will always avert this danger. If, therefore, a person is willing to work for me and my kingdom, he will also have offered his services to me. Thus he has handed himself over to me of his own free will. And as long as he is willing to eagerly render this vineyard work, his will also belongs to me alone. Then he is also perfectly entitled to know that he is protected and cared for by me, by all spiritual beings which are of service to me. All worries can leave him and he can even remain unimpressed by earthly onslaughts since, as my servant, he will also experience my care for him as caretaker, which will sort everything out beneficially. Anyone who wants to belong to me is indeed my own, and anyone who is mine should also trustingly hand himself over to me and put all burden and adversity upon my shoulders, which I will truly take off him because he has become my own. Nevertheless, it must also be said that you increase such earthly adversities yourselves the more fearful and less faithful you become, that your doubts regarding your faith or your worries about your earthly well-being will only ever burden you more, because through them you distance yourselves from me. I expect complete trust from you so as not to disappoint it, but you often weaken my activity of love in you yourselves. You don't allow for it, precisely because of your unjustified worries and doubts in my help. You must become like children who believingly accept the Father's every word and subsequently also rely on him, because they know that the Father loves his child. Nothing must frighten you. Nothing must make you scared, for there is one above you who watches over you and instructs his servants to protect you. And you should only want to love this one and belong to him, he will truly help you in every adversity of body and soul. Amen.